The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the morning show here on KCNR. Good morning on this 29th. We only have another day left in September. And this is Linda Bott, and Carl is on assignment. As you know, he had the forum last night. There's another one again, I guess, tonight. We're going to talk about that. But Trish Clark is here.
Because it's Thursday morning.
It's Thursday, and you do have a fan base that loves to listen in when you're on the air, so we're going to let you fly.
Well, that was great because, you know, I really do enjoy doing the show. It's my pleasure because it keeps me in touch with the community. And I just like visiting with our audience and kind of throwing stuff out there. It's 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 88, a low of 63 in Clare, sunny on Friday, and a high of 92. Friday night, a low of 62. Saturday, 91. And Saturday night, 61. Sunday, 90. Sunday night, 62. Kind of boring. Monday, 92. Kind of going to hang around in there in the low 90s and high 80s. And I guess we can live with that. I was kind of liking that 78 degree weather, the fall, the little rain and what have you. But as long as it doesn't get up to 100, I guess.
Hey, there were some sprinkles yesterday.
Yeah, we did get a little bit. And, you know, last night the wind came up a little. And I thought maybe we were actually going to get something. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, let's do a shout-out to our producer, Liam, who was there last night. Let's hear a little bit about your perspective and your take on the forum.
Yeah, this was the Reading City Council candidates.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of them.
So, I think it was really solid. It's really cool that the chamber was putting that together. I definitely, have my favorites. But everyone who was, on the council, or I guess everyone who was debating, was very well informed and, knew what they wanted. What do you guys want to know?
Liam, because
you have a different perspective.
Yeah. Liam is
younger.
Well, Liam is can vote.
That's
you know,
true.
This year became legal to vote, and you know, legal. I mean, Liam is an old soul. I could sit down and have a conversation with Liam, and you know, of course, he's such quite accomplished musician, but he's like an old soul. So I always appreciate your youthful look at what you're now. If you're living in Reading, these are the people that are going to represent and make some of the rules and sign some of the laws into, right? Because Trish, you were
well, and it's interesting because when you are an elected official, it's not so much the facts of the situation that you have to deal with. You really have to deal with the perception of the population that you represent.
Yeah.
And if their perception is different than yours, even though they may be wrong in their facts, you need to be able to know what that is and educate them.
See, that what I'm liking what you're saying, Trish, is that you're representing the constituents and you must be flexible. For those who are, it's my way and I'm not going to do that. Those people for me are like, next.
Yeah.
No, you've got to, and you've got to try to educate them to what the really facts that you're dealing with are. Because a lot of times we have a tendency to look at a decision that was made and go, I would have never done that. Well, they don't know everything that the person who made that decision picked up in closed session, in the reality of what they're dealing with at the state and federal government, or all the laws that you have to live within to make those decisions. The average person says, well, that's a stupid place to put the road.
Exactly.
Well, it depends on who owns the property on both sides and what the right-of-ways are and the underground water rights or the overhead airspace or all kinds of things go into that.
Right, and we really don't know. We see it on the surface, and
exactly.
We just don't know, again, what all roads lead to. And so, Liam, As an observer, what was your feeling about last night?
Well, it seems like one of the big problems that everyone seems to, like, really all agree is a problem is, like, homelessness in Reading. Mm-hmm. And so it was really interesting to hear the different plans that, like, different people would, like, if elected, like, what the different candidates would do to solve it. Some, I would say, had, like, better answers than others. Also, housing. Affordable, like, housing. Like, the cost of housing is crazy high right now, and it's only going to get higher. And that seems to be, like, a really big issue as well.
Which plays right into the homelessness.
Which plays right into the homelessness.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you... Well, go ahead, please. Continue.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the... Something that, that everyone agreed on is, like, if we can't make housing more affordable, we're going to have families not moving here anymore to raise their kids, and then we won't have a thriving economy and like, be able to grow as much as maybe we have the potential to grow. So that was one of, like, the big, big issues. So, yeah, I'm trying to,
and
like...
And, ma'am, how about growth itself? Because a lot of times you have, I mean, you have people in the community who like it just the way it is and don't really want the growth.
Well, and that's
true.
Because
we have candidates who represented that maybe we don't need to get so big.
I mean, we didn't really have any candidates who were opposed to growth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's a really weird time to be a member of this community. Like, everything's changing.
It is.
So
and here's
rapidly.
Somebody who's not even 20, the perception on, because we do know that there is this huge influx of new-mindedness that's happening. Just drive downtown. It's
yes.
changed in the last 2 years, and more changes. Like, we were talking before we went on the air. We've got so much to cover this morning. Like we've had people on maybe Monday, talking about the parking garage. People don't know where it is, what to do. They're not, how do you get informed?
Well, and we're going to talk about that quite a bit on different issues this morning, Lenny, because that's been my frustration recently, because as you and I know, there is so much going on in this community. We have, I mean, we're in the middle of a huge election. We have dozens of people standing
yeah.
for election for all kinds of things. I mean, we've got the Reading City Council with 10, 11 candidates. We've got the Anderson City Council with 3 candidates and 2 seats. We've got the Shasta Lake City Council with, I think, 5 or 6 candidates for 2 seats. So you've got water boards. You've got fire protection districts, tons of school districts, many, many school districts. We've got... cemetery districts. We've got all kinds of people.
And we don't really even focus on that. We think city council. The water board? Schools?
ACID. Huge issue.
Huge
issue. Happy Valley Water District. Central Valley Water. We've got water districts. Those are major topics this year because of the water situation. And people running for re-election. And interestingly enough, and I'm up for election. We only have 3 seats and we have 3 candidates for the Anderson Fire Protection District. But there's all kinds of interesting things on the ballot. I mentioned to you in discussion, and we'll go after the break and talk about this more, but I run into people and I say, oh, I attended a forum last night for blah, blah, blah. And they say, well, you know, they should advertise those things because I didn't even know that was going on. And that happens on a regular basis. And my mind kind of goes, so what, are you living in a hole? It's, for me, it seems like it's everywhere. It's on the radio. It's in the news briefs. We see it on the TV. We see it, on Facebook.
Some people who don't.
How do we get that information?
For people who don't want to be online, for people who don't take the newspaper, for those people who gone are the days of when people would canvass neighborhoods with flyers. here's what's happening. Maybe that's an idea. I mean, except for that is not eco-friendly.
Some of the candidates still do that.
Eco-friendly, where somebody would sponsor canvassing of these are the things that are going on if you want to be involved. And they would go from house to house with a list of in the month of September and the month of October, attend these events. Brought to you by the bottom, somebody that sponsored it. I don't know,
but yeah, but I mean, there's like 200,000 people in this county. How do you reach the people that get up, go to work, take their kids to school, go back, fix dinner, take the kids to Little League, blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
I mean, we try to cover it here on the radio, but let's take a break and talk more about that because we're frustrated. And we would love to have you call in this morning at 605-4567 if you would like to get in on this conversation. Because for that very reason, I mean, what more we can do? We own a radio station. We try to get it out there. I mean, we covered it last night. I mean, Carl covered it last night. I think there's two more coming up, something he's going to be doing live tonight. So
there's one tonight for the 5th District Supervisory candidate. They
right.
go up on Twin View Boulevard. And I don't know what else is going on.
Right, right. Okay, we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring is over. So here's a great thing to do as a gift. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Because you know what? Sometimes you go out on a date, you go to the theater, you want to go someplace, you want your car to be clean, especially on the outside. You drive through, it's a great job. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to KCNR this morning. This is Trish Clark and Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. We're talking about a lot of things happening in the North State, and I got to go into doing some Minuteman Press. I've got to do some reads here, folks, because, you know, this is what keeps the lights on. Minuteman Press. Let's see what I have here. Oh, you need something printed. They've done a lot of work for us, like business cards or invitations. Don't go online. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press. They've done a bunch of stuff for us at the station, and they take really good care of us. So, again, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. We've got invites for a lot of stuff. So, Minuteman Press. By the way, we are going to be emceeing Bark, Wine, and Brew this weekend on Saturday. That kind of creeped up on us, and that'll be a lot of fun. They're sold out, but, Haven Humane, that supports a big, big fundraiser for Haven Humane. And then just to remind everybody, if you're, again, Trish, if somebody walked out of the car or walked out of the room and didn't hear this, Free to the Public this weekend is the powwow, which is happening at the Rodeo Grounds.
Yes, Reading Rodeo Grounds, which is a change of location. In the past, they've been down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and they've been at Wind River. But this is a new venue
right
for them, as far as I can know.
And we love the fact that the rodeo, Bennett Gooch and the group at Reading Rodeo, they're doing a lot of things to reach out and change and expand. We've seen it.
Get the whole community,
yes,
more involved,
yes,
with that wonderful property.
Right,
down
and
there.
They approached Reading Rancheria. And what you're going to experience here, I think they said they bring in 17,000 people, anywhere from 11 to 17, that come from all over, from Canada, from wherever they come to do the grand entry Friday night. And then my dad, I know Carl's going to be taking my dad, my mom and dad are coming up. And Saturday is at 2 o'clock, and then an evening, and then Sunday. So this is the powwow, and that's free to the public. And if you've never gone, I think this is an experience now. And we know what the Reading Rodeo Grounds are like. We know what to expect. You've got bench seats.
Yes.
It's easy in, easy out. There you go.
There you go. And something that, if you have, as you indicate, if you have not experienced this, wow, there's so much to see, so much to learn. It's a great thing. You can go spend an hour or spend the whole day.
Here's something that I want to add to that, because Carl and I just came back. We're celebrating 15 years of being married, and we thought we're going to do Europe, and we were going to do Paris, and then drive. Anyway, we had friends that their son, Carl's best friend, who also he stood up for us, and we got married. That's Pat. His son was getting married in Rome. So when we got the information, we're thinking, oh, we can't, you know, we got things to do. We can't really do that. So with this trip that came up on the internet, we looked at that, and then we ended up calling one night, speaking to somebody in a foreign language with a broken accent, excuse me. And talked for about an hour and a half about whether we could make that work and add Rome on and do the flight, and it worked.
Wow.
So we were able to start by the 3 days in Rome and then rent this car from the airport and then drive through. But my point is that it was so rich in being immersed in a culture. And they were so kind everywhere we went, Trish. I don't care if we were deep in the parts of Italy where people were really could hardly speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But the communication, you know what I realized is, you know, we always say that love is the neutralizer. You know what it is for me? The smile.
I was going to say, you know, I did it extensive, and I've been so blessed in the last few years, been to Europe a couple of times, and always found when you get out into those hitherlands where you say, they don't, you know, you don't speak French, they don't speak Italian, I mean, they don't speak English, Italian, Swiss, whatever, mm-hmm. different German. Been in all those countries, and you can communicate in such a way if you're friendly to them. You got your little book, and you're trying to say a few of their words, and sign language, and you can figure it out, and you can get anything done if you're friendly and smiling and. And I didn't run into people, maybe a couple of times where you had people who didn't quite identify with what you were trying to do because you were probably doing something stupid. But most people doesn't matter.
So I'm glad for you to say that because, I feel like there is a somewhere in, through the years, we've heard about the ugly American.
And some of them are. I have a, you know, Linda, I have a perfect example. I was in a drugstore in a little bitty small town. And I was trying to get a certain drug mm-hmm. for a condition that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, the little gal took what I had in English. She'd gotten on her computer to try to translate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing sign language, and we figured out what my problem was. And she was helping me. A lady walked in, try to make this short. She was an American. And she walked in immediately with this, well, does anybody in here speak English?
Yes.
And I said, well, I do, but that's not going to be helpful because I don't speak French. So, and what she said, well, can you imagine? She said, what kind of a, for heaven's sakes. She said, I can't believe nobody in here speaks English. And I said, you know, well, so where are you from? She's from someplace back east. And I said, and they speak French where you go there. And she said, well, no. I said, well, what do they speak where you live? They speak English. Well, I said, how unusual. But yet you think they should be speaking English here because you're, and this is French. Did you not know that?
Yes.
And she just looked at me and huffed out the store. But there's an ugly American.
Yeah. And so my point is, and I know that we're on the same wavelength here, is that that can translate that into we're living in Reading. Everybody has a past. We have tapes. We're raised a certain way. We have my grandfather would have done it this way, my grandmother or my, you know, like they came, we're all from immigrants, we come here, we're only 200 and some years old, our country. Have respect, listen, be respectful of somebody's space and listen. Now, we are talking about city council and all these things that are going to, all these different, mm-hmm. Positions that are coming up, with elections. And my big question would be, and bottom line is, the person that you're voting for, are they flexible? Will they listen?
And will they listen to hear and understand, or are they listening to respond?
That's interesting.
Because an awful lot of time, I'll be talking to someone, and I will say something, and I have even been known to say, what did I just say?
Good for you.
Because I know they have no clue.
They're glazed.
What I'm saying, all they're waiting for is for me to take a breath so they can give me their opinion.
Right.
And they're not listening to hear or understand what I'm saying. They're listening to respond. And I catch myself doing it.
Right.
You have an opinion about something, the subject comes up, somebody starts talking, you're not paying attention to what they're saying. And if you just listen to hear and understand. And we don't always do that. We don't do it with our children sometimes.
Or friends or people because we're in a quick society.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but as I've gotten older, I think, what did I just say? What did I got to remember.
Hurry up.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Because I won't remember what I just, you know.
I had a thought there. I want to jump that in there.
It was so important what I had to say, but I can't remember what it was.
Exactly. No, I think that's true. And I catch myself doing it, and I think we as a society, you're right, we're too quick. Time goes, it's going too fast. We're doing too many things, too much of the time. And we just need to slow down, take a step back, and really listen to what the other person's, their point of view and what they're trying to say.
Well, on that note, thinking about purchasing an electric car. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and changing station. I just don't know. Okay, let me read this, finish, and I just, of course, I personalize everything. Visit cityofreading.org for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Do you ever see yourself going electric?
Mm-mm.
All right. We'll be right back.
Fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine Alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss the chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
And welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I just love it when it all works. You know, everything's plugged in and there's no, you know, online is working and the towers are working and there's not like somebody didn't cut the wires. And, you know, we just, when everything's operating fully, I'm happy.
You know, the first, when you guys were gone, the first show that Liam and I did, we got here and I think, nothing was working.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, no, we couldn't, the station wasn't coming on.
Oh man.
I didn't know who the guests were, and it was kind of interesting because what Carl had told me was less than accurate. It was a fun morning. We kind of just got
to roll.
And you know what? But it just all flowed together.
You just never know.
Worked and well, it was good. But it was interesting.
Right. Well, the FM it goes through a computer line.
Yeah.
So God only knows when there's a construction or there's a plug or whatever that is. That can, you know, so that's why it's good about the AM. The AM is on a tower.
Yeah.
And that goes up to, and everything comes off satellite. So,
and we were streaming and it was all good and it came on by the time we went on the air, but it was interesting and it was the funny part of that, I just as an update, because at the end of that show, I also had a plumbing problem and a solar problem and I had like 10 minutes left with no guests and what have you. I said, so, okay, now we're going to do real live radio. If I had a plumber out there or if somebody could recommend one or what have you, I solved all my problems.
Oh my gosh.
I got calls from the people. So
my gosh.
We know people are listening and thank you for everyone.
Oh man!
Who texted me and messaged me on Facebook and I got my problem solved and it was great. So.
Another reason that and it's true. I say this on the air that we thought, okay, we're gonna buy this station from Mike Quinn and the story. We were over across town and they loved us on a Friday and corporate came in and did the numbers and let us go on a Monday. We were so angry that we came across town and said, we are not going to let you tell us what we're going to do with our life. So we bought the station. It was just out of pure. Nah. Yeah.
So it's been great. I mean, what was that, 12 years ago?
Oh, 14.
14.
No, excuse me. We're going on 13. Carl, we'll celebrate 13 in December, which means we're going into our 14th year. So, you know, it was a little tiny room over here. Bob Belongi, Jim Bremer, they were right here helping us build that. We went on December 14th. Long story short, we thought, okay, for 5 years, we will just pour ourselves into this, which we did. Then it was 7. Then it was 8. Then it was 10. And then Mike Quinn, even though he still has 1320, and I think he runs the Catholic station out of the 1320, left this part. So we decided to build on, and then Carl acquired the FM signal. And so, anyway, long story short is that we love that if we're going to live in this community, this is a part of what we can do in order to let our listeners know what's going on. And the fact that you got calls from, here's your plumber, here's the this, here's the that. We love Alliance and Heating Air just came out the other day and worked again once on changing out. We have that where we pay per year and they come out twice and they do a service because we got visitors come. I mean, before we know it's going to be cold.
Right.
So I want to make sure that our filters, everything's ready.
Air conditioning, the whole deal.
We've got 2 units, and it's like an older home, so there's a funky one under the house that's weird to get to. And so, you know, we have our people, and I just love that. It's a testament right there, Trish.
Absolutely, absolutely, that people are listening, and they recommended good people. And again, we go back to what we were talking about earlier is, gosh, there's so much information out there. We just have to figure out how it is that we get it to everyone who needs it, to know what's going on. Because it's sure there. I just don't know how you plug people into what's going on in their community and make them listen and listen to hear and understand so they remember it.
So on that note, if you were listening and you heard the date that we kicked off, we actually started our signal, our station, our kickoff, which went, hi, we're here. we had to come up with the KCNR. We had to come up with Free Fire Radio. All of that was just built out of a piece of paper on the wall. So we had to come up with, okay, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, you know, we had different shows when we first started off, but, you know, all those people, it takes a team. But if you know the date that we started, I'm going to give right now for the caller who calls up and says the date. I'm going to run in there and tell Liam what it is. 605-4567. I've got 10:50. I got $25 in Black Bear Diner bucks. So, you know, it's a great place to go have lunch. Somebody's visiting, you take them out. It's a nice little place. Blackbird Diner, they really have, they're consistent in their food. So give us a call. Oh, someone's calling. I got to run in there and tell Liam what the date is.
Okay. Yeah, and so Linda just mentioned it. If you were listening and listening to hear and understand, we've got those 25 bucks to give. And I think somebody's gotten it. Yeah, okay. I think somebody has answered the question. We got it? Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so the date was December 14th. Somebody jumped right on that. Good for you.
All right. So whatever.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. See, so we talked about this before we started the show, and I think, okay, Michelle, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You guys are doing a great job.
Okay.
Thank you. Michelle, let us know. I love the fact that she's so loyal. We are blessed to have Michelle in our life. That you were telling us why we were trying to make contact with you and we were abroad, that how well the shows went when we were gone. So we are so appreciative to those, the Trishes and the...
Your host did a great job. Trish was just awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. You know, I so enjoy doing it. It's just a real privilege for me to be a part of this station. Just a little part to come in and, you know, fill in for them when they're gone. And it keeps my mind active and involved in the community. What's going on?
Well, they're very lucky to have you. They
so much.
That's nice.
It is. That's very nice to hear.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Right, same to you. Yes, it's very rewarding.
Well,
you
let us know about, you know, we have a tendency to think Redding, but you're in Anderson, so we need to, like, talk about Anderson.
Well, and Shasta County, because, half of the population lives in Redding.
Shasta Lake?
But there's a whole big community out there. I mean, we are a huge county, and a lot of people don't live in the city of Redding. And as an example, gosh, this weekend, we've got so much going on. That you could just spend the whole weekend running around going to different communities. You've got the Manton Apple Festival up in Manton, which is part of the 5th District.
Beautiful.
That area, and that's an incredible function up there every year.
Have you ever been?
Oh, I always go to the Manton Apple Festival.
Are you going this weekend?
You know, I'm probably not going to be able to because we also have the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center.
Let's talk about that.
On Sunday. So the Manton Apple Festival is on Saturday.
Okay.
And we always want to be sure, and you go up there and they've got the beautiful apples and apple pies and boxes of apples. That's the greatest place in the world to get apples in Shasta County.
Oh my
God,
Carl.
Wines and.
Just gonna say, Carl's favorite dessert ever in the world is apple pie.
Well, this is the place to get it. And Cal Hunter, everybody remembers Cal Hunter.
Yes.
Who's around forever. He's one of the judges at the apple pie thing every year, has been forever. And I think he's the MC up there usually. So, I mean, it's a great time. And I rarely miss it. Not sure I'm going to go this year. But then on Sunday, it's the first Sunday of the month. So we have the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center from 8 to 11. And invite everybody to come down. We've got a good crowd. And again, you know, Linda, because of the show and because of the reach out to people that I do, we're getting people from all over the county that are coming to that breakfast. They come in, have some coffee, visit with friends, have a great breakfast. It's just a real fun place. We've got a great quilt that we're raffling off. We have our quilters that makes a handmade quilt.
Those are the best. So is that going to be raffled off that day?
We've got one that we're raffling off today. We've been selling tickets for. We have a brand new quilt so they can start buying the tickets. And then over a period of time, and we'll probably be giving that one away around Christmas time.
All right. And what is the quilt?
It's a beautiful, it's a kind of a fall design.
Take a picture of that.
I have a picture of it.
Okay. I need to give it to me and I'll post it on my Facebook.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we'll do that because it's gorgeous and it's queen size.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these are all handmade.
Right.
Every stitch. The ladies sit there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and
love that.
And hand stitch these beautiful quilts and then.
Well, and quilts have a story. I've got a quilt that I got in Amish territory back in, late 70s. And I was in, how come I can't think, outside of Pennsylvania, Allison Park, Pennsylvania. and went with a group of gals from this shoot that I was at, drove into Lancaster County and went into an Amish home and walked upstairs. Of course, you know that they're in their attire and, of course, no electricity, that kind of thing. So daytime, you have to be a certain point, made an appointment. I don't know how they did that, but somehow they made an appointment, or maybe they said between, maybe it was known somewhere in this place that you could go between these hours. Anyway, we walked upstairs, and there were these ladies, and they would, on the bed, were all, they just pulled them back, quilt after quilt quilt. Did you have something in mind? So I got a patchwork. And I've had that quilt, and I just think it's an Amish quilt. So then the other quilts that I have, one was made by my grandmother in her quilting society out of Iowa.
Mm.
So these quilts, you love to hear the story, where'd the fabrics come from? You know, how many hours? There's a quilting circle,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the Mormons, some of the places they've got those quilt, those things that come down from the ceiling, and this is what they do.
Yeah.
This is their circle.
Yeah, we have a room at the senior center, and they have at least one quilt going all the time. They also, just for everybody's, you know, interested, Christmas is coming up. In November, the ladies at the breakfast are going to have a lot of their little baby quilts and aprons and all of the other things that they make, all kinds of gifts. And they're going to have those available for sale during the breakfast. They're going to have a table because they're always available. You can go down Monday, Wednesday, and Friday if you're looking for a gift, a baby gift.
Really?
They make baby clothes. They make beautiful little baby quilts. If you have a quilt that you want made, you have pieces that you've carried. I mean, a lot of people, you know, you need it made into a quilt. You can take it down there, tell them what you want. The ladies will make it for you. And all of the funds that they make, they have prices for different size quilts and the batting and all that stuff that goes with it. And if you bring your stuff down there, then all of the funds that they make as a result of that, they donate to the Frontier Senior Center. That's how we keep the doors open.
That's fantastic. Let's talk more about that when we get back. I think these are really important things because they're strongholds in the community, and it takes a community to thrive, keep the doors open, and have something like a center with the Anderson Senior Center. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living in Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational. If you listen to this station, you'll know that there's a wonderful commercial about the River Commons Senior Living Facility. 238-5981. We'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course. What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free. By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
And good morning, everyone. How are you on this? What are we? Thursday? Oh, that's right. I'm usually not here on Thursdays. It's Carl and Trish, and so Trish is here. Carl's on assignment.
And did the forum last night with the Reading City Council.
Right. Yeah. And he's going to have another remote today from 1 to 4, and I'm not really sure. I know it's he'll be breaking in during the segments. I think it's a for those, like my parents, talked with him yesterday, they're going for their fifth booster. So today is about talking about that, where Carl's going to be breaking in on the show about COVID shots someplace. Anyway, so you might want to listen to that if you're thinking like, oh, should I? I don't know, but. Anyway, so 7:52 in the morning. Good morning. Welcome back to our morning show here. This is Linda Bott. I'm with Trish Clark. You are going to see that quilt we were talking about that they're going to sell tickets for at the Frontier Senior Center.
And you can just stop in there anytime and pick up the tickets. We sell them a dollar a piece, six for $5. I think, $15 for $10.
Mm-hmm.
But just stop in and then we just sell, because these quilts are, they're worth so much more than we ever actually make off of them. But we sell the tickets for them for a period of time. So we'll be raffling this one off, sometime around December.
It's beautiful.
In December. And
absolutely.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Really unique.
Yes.
And the work that went into that. That is not just a block, you know, square.
No, these ladies, like I said, they're Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all of it. They just make beautiful, beautiful quilts and make them for the community and then make us one, three or four times a year that we can raffle off to, that's, like I say, how we, these different projects is how we keep the Frontier Senior Center open, because I always want to remind everybody that unlike most senior centers in everywhere, certainly in the state of California, we're not government-owned and operated. We have no government funding. We're owned by a nonprofit, owned by seniors who own the facility outright. We don't charge dues. All of the services, people come in, they use the facility. Everything is by donation. We rent the facility. We rent a thrift store, ETC.
Yes.
And we have fundraisers. So how we keep the place open.
I went in there because I get my hair done right down the street.
Okay.
And I mean right down like four doors down. So when I get there early, I went in there and got a red pair during the rodeo time, red pair of, cowboy boots for $25.
There you go.
They might have been a size too big, but you know, with cowboy boots, you just
put a pair of socks on.
But they were a Justin red snakeskin. I don't know what they're fabulous. I said, oh my God. So you never know what you're going to see in there, because there's a variety of one. And especially if you love, like, for instance, glassware and you want to have, interesting things to make arrangements.
Right. Always got all kinds of stuff like that. Right now, we're just, the gals have got all the winter clothes out, and they've got some sales going on, $5 a bag. Mm. They just pulled out all of the winter clothes because it's that time of year,
mm-hmm.
Getting ready for those heavy sweaters and coats and all that stuff. And of course, Christmas decorations. They've got all of that stuff out for the
really?
Holidays coming up, and, which is, for me, let's talk Halloween, let's talk Thanksgiving, let's not get to Christmas yet, but Christmas is everywhere, so they're right going right along with it. So.
Well, I'm
going
to put this call out to our audience, and you're going to laugh, but I am looking for a pre-lit white flocked tree, about 8.5 feet. I had the most beautiful tree that one of the guys from the doggy park said, I got a tree. Anybody want it? And I raised my hand. And he brought it over one morning in the pouring rain in one of those huge garbage, like roll-in garbage, beautiful
okay.
container. And I used that tree for about, I don't know, 7 years in a row. And
I remember the tree. It was gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, it's in the daytime, the girl lost her luster.
Okay.
And I laughed so hard because I talked with one of my old show business buddies. We laughed and almost like peed our pants. It was that funny because I went on this whole tirade about the girl. It should, you know, it's like in show business, you look good under a certain light. But in the daylight, it's like,
yeah, I gotcha. You go into a bar in the daylight.
Oh,
my God.
She was past her prime. So anyway, she retired, and the other good thing is that we know that Shasta College does these trees for like $40 that are fresh, beautiful trees that we've done, and they'll deliver them.
Oh, I didn't know they delivered.
Well, I think they would, maybe somebody delivered one for me. Please don't quote me on that, but anytime we bought a tree from them, we've been really, really happy with it. So anyway, I'm just saying that I'm looking, and I went on to QVC the other day to look to see. They want $700 to $800. I'm all about trying to find a thrift shop deal.
There you go. Well, and you might want to check down there because you never know. We get so many donations of so many interesting things. Dish sets. If you're looking for that odd little piece of china,
mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I mean, I picked up a beautiful little, I love vases, rose.
Bud vases.
Bud vases.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love my roses.
Oh,
and I
you
keep
have
them all over my house.
You are the most beautiful. You have the most beautiful flowers. I love how you post them. They make me happy.
Well, they make me smile, and that's why I do it. But so I love the bud vases.
Yes.
And I found this beautiful little crystal carved, glazed little roses on the edge of it, little bud vase. And I'm talking 50 cents here. I'm talking a dollar. I mean,
how classic to give as a gift, though. Can
well,
you imagine?
Exactly, because you can. I pick them up and then give somebody the rose and the vase.
That's beautiful.
And, yeah, so it's just fun. So anyway, just that
precious.
Great talking about
precious.
The ETC Thrift Store on East Center Street in Anderson, and all the proceeds from that, all volunteers, lovely ladies in there, and guys who work, and they're all volunteers, and all the profit that comes from that store goes to support the Frontier Senior Center.
Yeah, and you know, I was in there once with a girlfriend, and they have like commodes and things that if you had to go buy them, that would have been like a wheelchair or walkers or crutches. They had stuff in there too, mm-hmm. like that are in there, and luggage and all kinds of things. That why go spend fortunes on these things when you, if it's secondhand and it's clean, why not?
Well, and the wheelchairs, we have several wheelchairs from time to time. Again, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we'll actually loan those out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, unfortunately, these are short-term needs. Maybe you just had surgery and you need a wheelchair for just a little while. Or maybe your loved one has passed on or you're at the end. Anyway, sometimes you have a short-term need for these things. So, in fact, we loan them out. And then when you're done with them, you bring them back and we loan them to somebody else.
Well, I'm going in today. I have to get my hair done, and I'm going to go in and visit the shop and see what they have. Because you can't go in there looking for something specific. You have to just be like, let's see what you're showing. What is in here today?
And see what jumps off the shelf
that
you cannot live without.
Right. And Christmas is coming. So I have no problem. I love to receive something that's collectible or fun or interesting. So because I have that mindset, I don't mind giving things that I think are eclectic.
Exactly.
So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern California Firearms. You know that Ted, who was the host here for many times while we were gone as well, has a brand new facility that he has purchased over off of Rhyolite. And he's got this wonderful classroom that he's built. You know, somebody talk about put your money where your mouth is. He's doing wonderful things, opening his own gun store. It's really pretty phenomenal what he's doing. But check out Northern California Firearms online and get in a class, if you, especially if you need a renewal, if there's some time out to get into those classes. So anyway, we're going to be right back. This is Linda Bott. I'm so happy to be here this morning with the one, the only, the one of a kind, Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
My pleasure.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Damage to infrastructure.
Sanibel Causeway, and we also know Pine Island Bridge. Those two are not passable, and they are going to require structural rebuilds.
Communications crippled in the hardest hit areas, so it's hard to get a handle on the extent of the damage. DeSantis says the storm is having a statewide impact. Flooding extends hundreds of miles from where Ian made landfall. And once the storm gets out over the Atlantic, forecasters say it could become a Category 1 hurricane impacting coastal Georgia and the Carolinas. Hit by surging consumer prices and rising interest rates, the U.S. economy shrank at a 0.6% annual rate April through June.
The government announced the figure was unchanged from its previous second quarter estimate. It marked the second consecutive quarter of economic contraction, one informal rule of thumb for a recession. Consumer spending grew at a 2% annual rate, but that gain was offset by a drop in business inventories and housing investment.
It's correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 477 points, while the NASDAQ is off 322. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Another leak has been found on the pipelines that transport natural gas from Russia to Germany.
The fourth leak on one of the Nord Stream pipelines has been reported off the coast of southern Sweden, according to Swedish Coast Guards. All four detected leaks are in international waters, two near Sweden and two near Denmark. The Danish and Swedish governments believe that the leaks off their countries were deliberate actions. Before the leaks were reported, explosions were recorded by seismologists, with one blast being the equivalent to a magnitude 2.3 earthquake. Some European officials are blaming Russia for any possible sabotage, who stands to benefit from higher energy prices. However, many others warn against pointing the finger too soon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vice President Harris capping her 4-day trip to Asia with a stop today at the demilitarized zone dividing the Korean Peninsula. The visit comes on the heels of North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. ExxonMobil issuing a temporary stand down across all of its U.S. shale operations.
It follows back-to-back worker injuries, including one fatality. A worker was injured in West Texas, and an Axis Energy Services workman performing repair work was killed last Tuesday in East Texas. Back in March, a woman was crushed to death at a West Texas site operated by Exxon. The incidents come as oilfield service firms struggle to find experienced oilfield employees. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Russia confirms it will formally annex parts of Ukraine where occupied areas held the Kremlin orchestrated referendum on living under Moscow's rule. The vote, condemned by the Ukrainian government and the West, is illegal and rigged. Russian President Putin will attend a ceremony tomorrow in the Kremlin when four regions of Ukraine will officially be folded into Russia. Again on Wall Street, the Dow down 477. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Shasta Regional Medical Center always brings us the top of the portion of the show with the news. So we, listen, I was at Shasta Regional Medical, I was in Shasta Regional Hospital for 4 days right when COVID hit. And, in with a runaway infection. I spent 4 days there, and you know, when you don't expect to go to the hospital and you have no idea what's going on with your body, no idea, your life is in the hands of the professionals. They did a wonderful job, and of course Carl couldn't see me. It was the breakout of COVID with the white hazmat suits and everything. So I have wonderful things to say about Shasta Regional because I made it out of there.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm here to tell about it.
So Trish Clark is here this morning and so excited to be here with you.
Okay. And it is, you know, and if we don't have any guests right this morning, so we're just kind of talking about anything. So if you've got a burning issue that you'd like to throw out there for the community to think about or talk about, you can give us a call at 605-4567 because we'd be happy to entertain that. It's warmed up to 64 degrees in Reading. We're looking for a high today of 88. It's sunny and clear. Low this evening at 63. And on Friday, sunny, a high of 92. Friday night, 62. Saturday, 91. Saturday night, 61. Staying clear and sunny all the way through, kind of in the hot, low 90s and 60s at night. Nice sleeping weather and much better than getting up to the 100 and not looking for those 100 degree temperatures anytime soon. Just going to stay in those high 90s and low 80s all the way through. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated.
In Anderson.
In Anderson.
Your beloved.
My beloved Anderson.
Community.
And they're just a big, big part of the Anderson community. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So Barrett Browning is running for?
The 5th District Board of Supervisors. And interestingly enough, tonight there's a forum up on Twin View Boulevard people are saying, how do we know about these candidates? And there's so many opportunities to get to know the people that are running for office in Shasta County. This evening, at 6 o'clock, debate between, Barron Browning and Chris Kelstrom, the two candidates for the 5th District Supervisor. And that's at 621 Twin View Boulevard at 6 o'clock. Again, that's 621 Twin View Boulevard. All kinds of agencies and groups are putting these on. Check web page. Check things coming up. Check the elections board. What's happening in Shasta County? Get out there and look because there's all kinds of forums, opportunities, and I always have to give my spiel about the elections. I've been saying for years, I just vote in the presidential election. And you're not getting it. The decisions made at the local level by your city council, your board of supervisors, make so much more difference in your day-to-day life. People serving on your school boards impact your children. You're complaining, I don't like the water delivery. They're charging me too much for water. They're charging me. You can vote on the people that are running those districts and have an input into those rates. But you've got to be a part of it. And if you're not registered and you're not voting and you're not finding out about the people who are running for these positions, well, I'm going to tell you that you're part of the problem.
Well, I was speaking of that, and you're absolutely correct. Okay, I'm going to just talk a little bit about what goes on with the VRBO, because it was a personal situation with us. All right. So we went to, if anything, hopefully our involvement or our, what do you want to say, our adverse reaction to VRBOs, like the Wild Wild West, can spring up anywhere in your neighborhood, change your property value. Maybe people heard us that they're going to change the legal whatever it is, because right now it's 300 yards. I think it's 300 yards or 300 feet from your house. So another one could go up two doors down. And that made us livid. So we were active in showing up and fighting it. So you had the pros and the cons, pros and cons. We went to two. So we got a notification. The last ditch effort was to try to say we don't want a VRBO two doors down from us, was the planning commission, where you had 10 days. Well, guess what? The letter came and we were in Italy. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's active. It's active tomorrow. There's already cars on the street. They say that they're going to only stay in the driveway. It's just, I mean, I don't want to be a bad neighbor. And like Liam had said earlier, if you checked in earlier in the program, Liam is a young person. The people he was saying of his generation are so concerned about affordable housing. You really literally going to need to have four people or five people in a house I don't even know how kids or people can actually afford to live and have independence today.
I will tell you the truth, Linda. I would hate to be out trying to buy a house today in this market. And the prices are incredible.
Right. And you were talking at the break, before we started today, about friends that moved from here and went to Idaho, and at that particular time, like maybe 6 years ago,
uh-huh,
you could go to Idaho, you could go to Texas, you could go to, I don't know about Reno, but Reno.
Reno,
had friends
6 years ago, yeah.
We have friends that have moved to all those places. Utah, we have friends that just moved to Wyoming. I mean, if we went down the list of the people that we know that have left California, I think we probably could probably count on 10 fingers.
Family. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Picked up and left and went someplace else.
And now those other places have caught up to California prices.
They're catching up. They are catching up. The last person that I know that moved to Texas, found it totally different than the person that moved like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because those now start, and they're not quite up to California yet, but they're getting there. And a lot of the things that are happening with our national government, they're bleeding over into all of these states, the price of gas, the price of groceries, and that's a whole nother topic, because that whole thing of now, when you go and you buy something, people are buying groceries and disposable goods and charging them. They're putting them on a payment plan. When you go and you buy something now from Amazon, every one of them gives you can pay this in four payments. PayPal is giving you these options of pay it in such and such. So you're buying disposable goods, and because the price of gas, and instead of just paying for the gas, you're putting it on your credit card or the debit card, and you're paying it off, and all of a sudden, people are going to be so far in debt again, because everything's going up. I mean, I drove by a gas station this morning. I haven't checked prices, but the price of gas was $6.29.
Oh my God! Well,
are you kidding me?
I just put the least I could get, and I put $50 in, was $5.29 that I could find over there on Pine Street, Pine and I think Shasta. So I think there's a couple places down on Market that might be a few cents less.
Well,
but
I think
$5.29.
I know.
So we were talking about, you know, maybe it was my mom. Where do you ever hear about what is happening with the Vice President of the United States? If this was a Republican, there would be impeachment. There is like, where is the president of the United States? Well, so I went on, and of course, five things you need to know today. I always like to look that up. Kamala Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the demilitarized zone that divides North and South Korea today, one day after the Pyongyang fired two ballistic missiles into the waters off the east coast. The DMZ has long been a destination for U.S. presidents and vice presidents on official visits to South Korea, where they have been photographed peering through binoculars into North Korean-controlled territory. As anticipated, Harris went onto the observation post, where she viewed North Korea with binoculars, and U.S. officials and North Korean guards likely stared back at her. The vice president's visit comes as tensions remain extremely high in the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has launched 18 ballistic missiles this year, a record number since 2012 after Kim Jong-un took over as leader.
And you got to say, what in the world? With so much going on here in the United States, so many things. I mean, we have hurricanes, we have the gas prices, we have the border, we have the homeless, we have all of these things, and our vice president is over looking at binoculars, with binoculars over trying to, further enrage everyone who's so already upset with the United States and this leadership. That's just crazy. You're absolutely right. Impeachment. I don't know how she got to be where she is anyway, but yeah, we have a phone call, Linda. We need to go to the phone.
Let's go to Robert. Robert, good morning. You're live on the air. Do you have a comment, a question?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am's plural. Anyway, it's just that it's like you could almost choose D, all of the above, but what I wanted to talk about, and I'll be as brief as possible, that thing with the little girl and her goat, I just wonder what all the adults were thinking. You know, like, she changed her mind. I realize I'm not a lawyer, but if the little girl changed her mind and wanted the goat back, why couldn't all the adults have just sat down and talked about it and worked something out?
Okay, you just took me for a minute. Robert, you took us for a little bit there to catch up. You're talking about the goat that she sold at the auction down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds?
Oh, I don't know anything about it. Tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just,
all right.
There was an article about it recently in the Bee, and one of my big points that sticks in my craw is the fact that the sheriff's department actually signed off on sending two deputies on a 500-mile road trip to go down to the farm, some farm sanctuary in Sonoma County, and take the goat and bring it back. I was like, call me silly, but why didn't the adults in question, like the fair director and the sheriff, and no offense if any of Senator Daley's people are listening, why didn't Senator Daley send like a representative, and they all sit around a conference table and come up with something? Because the little girl changed her mind.
Yeah, I can't really speak to it because I was a quandary at the time. I know that there, you know, money changed hands. The gal was paid. The people had the goat.
Some things are more important than money.
Well, I get you. I don't know why the decision was made. There must have been some reason that they actually had to do that, because you're right, there's so many more important things than that goat. We could have another goat, or
yeah, it was, she wanted the goat as a pet. She changed her mind, and then all these people went in and basically stampeded over her feelings.
But as I recall, did she not actually go and confiscate the goat from the owners? Didn't the mother actually go and steal the goat back?
Something, and then two sheriff's deputies went on a 500-mile road trip at taxpayer expense to go down to some farm sanctuary in Sonoma County and take the goat and bring it back and use it for the 4-H FFA barbecue.
Hmm. All right, we'll look into that a little bit further, Robert.
Okay. And like I said, one other thing, as an aging hippie in the juniors division, and I have a funny feeling this poor little girl is going to hate the fuzz for the rest of her life.
Hmm. Okay.
And so somebody better step up to the plate and take some responsibility.
Yeah. Okay, Robert.
Thank you.
First of all, when you called, I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, I remembered that. I didn't follow it very closely, and I really don't know.
We can look it up. Little girl with goat.
Any of the particulars? I mean, I don't know, and I did read the article at the time and what have you, and don't know But that's one of those things where you'd really have to, again, the perception.
Right.
What you read. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, after doing this for 20 years and having things said, where I would look and go, gosh, what meeting were they at? I don't even, the reporting has little to do with the facts of what happened at that meeting.
Exactly.
So you can't always believe what you read.
Exactly.
In order to find out exactly what happened there, you're going to actually have to talk to someone, the goat or the little girl or the sheriff's department, or that might be a good question next time we have Sheriff Johnson in here to ask him about what is the true story behind the goat.
When we were in Rome, ready to fly out the next day, the only station, in fact, you probably heard Carl and I talk about this, that a television that wasn't in Italian was the BBC. And we thought, you know what? This is really a good, it didn't feel like it was bent. Mm-hmm. Like it was a coverage about things that were happening internationally, sports.
I quite often listen to BBC.
It was we really liked it. So we need to get that when we get back. Not just listen to it, but, you know, the broadcast on TV. So anyway, because I do read the five things that you need to know. And this is CNN. Every time I look at the five things, so I try to go to World Headlines. I try to go to Reuters. I look at a bunch of different things. So this is a CNN thing about the five things that you need to know today. So that was about the Kamala Harris. And then, of course, Hurricane Ian made landfall along the southwestern coast of Florida as a powerful Category 4 storm on Wednesday, but is now weakened to a tropical storm. Still, it is one of the strongest hurricanes to make landfall on the west coast of the Florida peninsula and unleashed catastrophic floods and life-threatening storm surge. The monster storm has flooded roads and homes, uprooted trees, sent cars floating in the streets, and left nearly 2.5 million homes and businesses without power as of this morning.
Well, and I was speaking with my niece yesterday. She lives in Jacksonville, and my sister lives there. And this one is a bit different, because generally Jacksonville kind of doesn't get involved in these. The hurricanes come from the east and wash in, and Jacksonville is kind of protected and doesn't get much of that. This particular storm was coming up the center of Florida and going to be hitting Jacksonville from the west. And so they were anticipating a lot more wind and damage and impact from the hurricane than is generally felt in the center of the station. And I listened quite lengthy yesterday to Governor DeSantis, and he was very, and this, he said this is going to be one of the worst hurricanes that Florida has seen. Different areas getting impact because of the direction of the storm and what have you. Oh. And, you know, and I just want to throw one thing in. I know that a lot of people think, well, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay and I'm going to protect and I'm going to take care of my home. And they do it during fires.
Right.
And they do it. And I'm going to tell you that I so strongly disagree for a couple of reasons. It's just stuff, Linda. It's stuff. Get your animals, get your people, get out, get safe. Not only for your safety, but for the first responders and the firefighters and the people who are put in jeopardy because now you've chosen to stay and take care of your stuff. You've put them in a position where they have to come and help you and protect you and try to save your life.
So that's a mindset that if you can help people see that through those actions, you're hurting other people.
Yeah.
Somebody else could die trying to save you for your actions. Now, I have good friends that stayed behind in the fire and they fought and they saved 10 homes and they were super traumatized by that face of death for days.
Yeah. And I mean, I come, as everybody knows, from a background of fire. My family, my guys have always been involved in fire and first responders and fighting fire. And I want to tell you that, you know, my son is in fire right now. I don't want you to jeopardize his life by making him come save you because you were trying to save your house.
Okay.
That's just where I'm coming from, my mindset.
Yeah. Well, that's really great to hear. Okay, so number two in the things that you need to know today, whether you like to hear this or not, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow was warning Americans to leave Russia immediately. I would have.
A long time ago.
Hello. In the wake of President Vladimir Putin's order to partial mobilization of Russian men to fight in his war in Ukraine.
You might find yourself on the battle line if you're an American.
Oh, my God.
There.
The security alert said embassy has severe limitations on its ability to assist U.S. citizens and conditions, including transportation options, may suddenly become even more limited. Separately, U.S. officials say Russia is the leading suspect in the Nord Stream pipeline leaks investigation.
Interestingly enough, there was all kinds of stuff on the web yesterday and different newscasters, and including, what's his name from Fox News? Oh, gosh, his name just escapes me. But he's saying, well, there's a couple of reasons why Joe Biden might have had something to do with that. And if you look at the logic of it, it makes a whole lot more sense from Biden's point of view than it does from the Kremlin's point of view, because why in the world? That's how they're controlling Europe. Why would they want to blow up the pipeline?
Fourth leak is found, and
of course, Mr. Biden had stated previously that if they did anything with nuclear or something, that pipeline would just simply go away.
Well, the fourth
leak on the record saying it.
Found today in the pipeline connecting Russia to Germany. In case you're like, what are you talking about, pipeline? Okay, so a fourth leak was found today in the pipelines connecting Russia to Germany, and there was a very strong indication these acts were sabotage.
Yep.
A German official said.
There you go. So, yeah.
Such waste.
Well, and so much to talk about.
Okay. Now, I know you may not, some of our listeners, but this is something that's in the news. Updated COVID-19 boosters could be expanded to younger age groups as soon as early October. A source close to the FDA's planning discussion tells CNN Modern and Pfizer both sought FDA emergency use authorization for their updated COVID-19 boosters for younger people in recent days. Moderna is seeking authorization for children as young as 6 years. I don't know how I feel about this. You know, I think about some of the rules of inoculation for children. And I know that we had to do polio and the little, remember that some people had the three.
Smallpox. I have one.
Yeah. And, we had to take the cube, the sugar cube, and stand in line and do a lot of these things where we were inoculated for polio, mumps, and that kind of thing. But there are so many choices to make now for children going to school that have to have all these different vaccinations. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, I do. I'll tell you how I feel about it. I think that polio, the salt vaccine, certainly my mother had polio, and that was a huge cure. And it was proven, tested for a long time before they started giving it to people. All of these, the smallpox vaccination, all of these, to the best of my knowledge, were proven, tested repeatedly before they were given. This vaccine we're talking about now, as far as I'm concerned, is in a whole nother realm. And I'm vaccinated. I'm going to say that because I took the vaccination early on, when it first came out. My son, in fact, administered the shots to me, because he was in charge of the vaccination for the fire personnel in Sacramento County.
Okay.
And he gave me my vaccinations early on in January when they first came out. Having said that, I'm an adult and I made that decision. I, number one, absolutely believe that none of this should be mandatory. None of it should be taken away. Your right to make a choice for you and yourself. Number two, I think at this point you need to look at all the evidence coming out from all of the doctors. Okay, now we've had a period of time. We've been doing this for a couple of years now. We have some results. We have a lot of questionable information coming back about causes and the vaccinations. I believe that we really need to be very careful about what we're doing with our children.
Well, I agree with you, and I will share that I had, before we left for this trip, I was, you know, and Carl got COVID right before we left for this trip. Anyway, he went thinking he had a sinus infection and went to the VA, and they said, because he is prone to getting an occasional sinus infection. Anyway, But anyway, backing up, I had gone to my medical professional, my doctor, and he simply said, you know what, you've had your three, we're finding that the fourth, you know, really people are getting it, COVID, but even though they've gotten the shot, I'm going to give you a prescription for the pills so that if you get, because I don't want to be stuck over in Europe and all of a sudden find out that I'm sick. Here's these pills. They start kicking in right away, whatever they're called. I can't think of the name of that. But, you know, you take a series of these. So I traveled with those, and I was on the fence, like, what, should I do this? Because my parents just went to Kaiser, and my mom's 89, my dad's 91. They're coming up this weekend, and Kaiser said you need to have your fifth shot. So, I mean, there's all kinds of...
Just, and you need to, I think each person needs to look at it. Their situation, have they had, number one, COVID? If they've gone through that, now you have immunity built on the fact that you've had it. You've had the shots. Read some of the pros and cons of this, because there's a lot of qualified doctors and studies coming out that show a lot of evidence, certainly in the younger population, in my mind. You know, I mean, what about all these athletes just dropping dead? These young, vibrant football players and soccer players and tennis players and they've got these clots and these different things and they're tracing them back to these. There's the only thing all of these people in a lot of instances have in common is the vaccination. They have no underlying causes. They have no other. I'm thinking, and maybe that's not true. Maybe there's no truth to that, but don't you think you want to take a look at it and study it and come up with some evidence one way or the other? I'm not, you know, I just think it's something you really want to look at.
And we are going to come back with 30 more minutes of wonderful conversation, taking your calls, 2605-4567. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, brings you this portion. I know he's handling a couple COVID cases, actually. You feel like you're not getting a treatment for work injury because of denials? Call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168. And he has a monthly segment here on the show. He's a great guy. Very interesting. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-241-241.
8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
All right. Oh, Trish. We've just been all over the map today, and welcome back to our morning show here. It's Trish Clark and Linda Bach. Carl's on assignment. 8:35 in the morning here on KCNR.
We've just been having a rambling good time, and Liam just reminded us we talked right through the last break.
And so, we forgot to do sleep number. So, listen, it's so great to be back in a sleep
good night's
number.
Rest.
Oh, yeah. And I have been putting my sleep number setting at 30, which... for a long time, it was 55, but after a bone-breaking travel back from Italy to San Francisco, almost 30 hours of travel, I'll tell you what, I'm still not really, I think I'm still 80%, like, coming back into the body. But anyway, for the sleep number bed, and we just got, like, an email from them. They got a brand-new bed that's in that, if for those people who can't quite figure out it's too cool, it's too hot, brand new technology with a bed at Sleep Number. You want to go in there and check out the store and find out if you've been on the fence about whether you're going to get a bed or not. This is probably your time, especially before the holidays.
And there's nothing like, you know, the warranty on Sleep Number beds. I've had mine for many years. The warranty is still good. They go in, they help you replace, they give you a discount. My setting is generally at 55, but I'm like you. Sometimes if I've really been out in the yard and strenuous, you get it down. You can make it whatever's good for you, and that's not always available with sleeping.
All right. So we were talking about something before the break.
We were talking about vaccination and whether you should be extending that to the children. And I'm just saying that I think that there's a lot of information out there. Please, we need to be sure that we don't allow them to lock us down and mandate that kind of behavior again. Each make your own decision, talk to your doctors, do some research, make that decision for yourself. That's my advice.
All right, so if you're going to fly on Virgin Atlantic, get ready, because there is a new gender-neutral uniform policy. The British airline announced that cabin crew, pilots, and staff can select whichever of these uniforms they feel most comfortable in. So you very well could have a bearded man serving you in a dress.
Oh, God. The political correct world is just, I'm not sure I'm ready for this. I'd have a hard time with that. And I wouldn't be rude or anything.
No.
But I'm sorry, but I'd have a hard time keeping a straight face.
I'm just saying, no matter what their gender identity or gender expression, That is now with Virgin Atlantic. So, food labels. The FDA is proposing change to the nutrition standards that foods must meet before they can carry the healthy label on their packages. Foods that make the claim would need to have limits on individual nutrients like fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium, and they must contain minimum amounts of A and C, calcium, iron, protein, and dietary fiber. But since the, quote, healthy claim was defined in 1994, the FDA said an update was needed to reflect changes in nutrition and dietary science. For example, certain cereals that have high amounts of added sugar still meet the definition of healthy, but salmon, which is high in beneficial unsaturated fat, does not. So the FDA said the goal of the proposal is to help consumers improve their dietary patterns. Well, something that's very weird in America.
Well, and if you look around at the American population and the fact that we are a robust, big population, we're awfully lucky in a lot of situations where they don't charge by the pound to do things. If you travel, as you just recently did in Europe, you'll find that they look different. They're not as robust and as they don't pack as much weight as we do in America. And I find for me, because I don't eat a lot of preservatives for a lot of reasons. I'm a purist. I cook everything from scratch, and that's just how I live. Yes. And how I always have. I can eat almost anything in Europe.
Yes.
Because they don't expect their food to last forever. It's not packed with preservatives.
Yes.
They buy their bread fresh every day. You put it on the counter, 3 days later, it's mildewed.
Yes.
You can buy a loaf of bread in the United States, put it on the counter, it could be there for 2 months, and it won't mildew.
Yes.
It's a different way, and I find that they eat much healthier from my point of view. I can eat anything over there. I can eat bacon over there.
Yes.
They smoke it. They don't salt it to death.
Right.
All of their food is different and quite frankly, much more healthy.
Well, I was having this conversation with somebody who is a dietary expert here in Reading, and we were talking about how I came back after 10 days of eating and drinking and never felt full. I didn't have that bloating feel. Yes, we walked probably 10 miles a day. That helped. But we discussed the fact, very much like you, Trish, that the food is regional. So your pasta is made from everything that's in that region. It's not packaged in another country and flown in and stuck on the shelf. So it's made from the region. Of course, the vegetables are from the region. And so I had pasta. I had croissants. I ate whatever I wanted to eat, and I think I gained maybe a half a pound, which is really, I think a lot of that had to do with traveling in the, we stopped, when we got back to San Francisco, it was midnight, we had a Egg McMuffin at McDonald's to drive home.
Which is probably the worst thing you ate the whole time you were on the
trip.
But
we had 4 hours or whatever, how long it gets from from San Francisco to Reading, and I wanted to be awake, so we got a big coffee, and that was it. But I'm with you about clean eating.
For me, it was a salt thing early on in my life that I kind of dealt with and just have eaten that way. I find, like I say, when I travel in Europe, I feel good. Just like you said, I can eat anything I want. But you do a lot of walking, you live a little different, but their food is totally different. When I travel in the United States and end up eating, I have to be very careful, and I have a hard time eating in restaurants because I have to watch the sodium, I have to watch the gravies, the seasoning, all the different things that my body, because I'm not used to eating that way, just doesn't like, and I don't feel good, if I'm not very, very careful about what I eat when I'm out.
So Sunday, you're going to have, let's go back into this.
Okay.
You have to go shopping today.
Right.
And let's talk about how you're able to, have you had to up your prices?
Yes,
for
we
breakfast?
Have. We've had to go up to $8 for our breakfast, which is still a screaming bargain because you get your choice of pancakes, sausage, and eggs, or you get French toast and sausage or eggs, or you get homemade sausage gravy and biscuits and sausage or eggs. And so, yeah, it's all great, made from scratch food and a good breakfast and fruit and juice and all the coffee you can drink. And for $8, that's a screaming deal.
All right. So they're saying now that the average price of a large pumpkin this year is $5.68. Up from $4.92 last year, meaning that this year's jack-o'-lantern decorations may be a bit pricier. I mean, we don't think about those things. Now, yesterday, I had to go out and I went to Grocery Outlet. Let's talk about inflation. We're gone for 2 weeks. We come back. We go out to the horse. We come back at the holiday market in Palisadero. I love Dave's bread. Seven something for a loaf.
There you go.
I think the last time I bought Dave's bread, I probably had a couple. Oh, we got to take a break. God, we're talking right through it. Was five something. And that's still like for a loaf of bread, but I just love the Dave's bread so much. Anyway, so I'm sure we're all experiencing that. So there you go. We're going to take a break when we come right back here on KCNR's Trish. And you get to pick the subject when we come back.
Okay.
Or we're taking your calls at 605-4567.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primo Fighting Championship presents Fight Night. Caged Inferno. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th. In the cage. Full contact fighting. Tickets start at $35 plus fees. This intense action-packed event sells out. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night. Caged Inferno. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
right, we're talking about winter eating right now. 8:49.
We're getting into great discussions in the interim here with Liam and the, so yeah.
We love it when it's cold out. There's somebody across the street. What do they have, a sign?
Yeah, there's a little park across the street next to the old city hall where, and it's a cute little park, and Liam was wondering if he could go in there and have a picnic, and we decided he could.
Oh yeah.
So that would be great. But and that brought about the chill that we're feeling in the morning.
Just make sure you watch out for needles.
Yeah. And isn't that, yeah, we shouldn't have to worry about
it. Estate Granite brings you this portion. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. You know, many people, we've told you this, he's done our kitchen, he did our backsplash, he did another friend's tile and countertops in their bathrooms. He's done, you know, he's done a lot of our friends' homes here in Shasta County. And there's something to be said about when you give your key to somebody and say, just do it. And they really have this integrity level to leave it beautiful and clean and wonderfully done. That's Mike at Estate Granite, 241 Stone.
And I want to just shout out to Mike because he was one of the ones that responded the day I was looking for a plumber.
Oh.
And I actually got the plumber he recommended.
Oh.
And it all worked out, and it was great. So thanks, Mike.
That's great. Now, you were talking about how you're a purist with food, and, of course, we're thinking about now times are changing. I mean, we've got October 1st coming up. This weekend,
we're talking
about meatloaf.
And meatloaf.
So when you do, you talk about your purist and you make your meatloaf, what do you put in? Like Lipton soup would have been, but see, Lipton soup's got all this junk in it.
No. Mine is, it's my mother's recipe. It's like, and I like wild game. Everybody knows that. So I did. When I made this, I made two pound meatloaf. Okay, so I used 2 pounds of venison and 2 pounds of hamburger, ground, you know.
Ground. Mm-hmm.
And then I put eggs and oatmeal. Breadcrumbs and, tapioca. Just a little bit of tapioca because that kind of holds it together.
Tapioca pudding.
Yeah, no, just tapioca. You buy packaged tapioca.
Heard of that. Wait.
It's a little box, a blue and red box, and you put a little bit of tapioca.
Is this grocery store stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a new one for me.
Okay.
So.
And then what else did I put in? I put onion and salt and pepper, and then I just mix that all together, and tomato sauce.
Red onion, white onion.
Purple onion is what I generally use. You can buy grated onion in spices again. If I don't happen to have an onion, but if I do, I use that and I generally have red onion, so that's what I like to use, the purple onions. But yeah, I mix that all up and then what I do with it is people go, okay, you've got 4 pounds of meatloaf, you're one person. But I take and I slice that and then freeze those slices on a cookie sheet. And then I can bag them all up in a baggie and put them in the refrigerator or in the freezer. And now I want to have meatloaf for dinner. I can pull out a slice, you make a meatloaf sandwich, break it up and do tacos with it if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, you know, half a baked potato and a little salad and you've got a meatloaf dinner. You have company come. Serve meatloaf dinner because you've got all these slices.
Oh, I love that idea. But see, I've always grabbed, and I always know when I have meatloaf because once I do that and I use the Lipton or I use the meatloaf, I get a headache afterwards and I know it's because of the sodium content.
Well, see, and that's, I have friends who continually tell me, oh, I don't add salt. And then I watch them cook and they put in a package of Lipton noodle soup,
mm-hmm.
or they put in a can of cream of mushroom soup, or they put in a can of this and a can of that. I don't criticize, I try not to, but I say, do you have any idea that you just added sodium in so many different forms? You have given me an entire week's quota of what my body is used to with sodium.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, I think that this is where we talk about how we, I don't want to say mindlessly, but we do things from habit or growing up some way, and we wonder, as our body changes and we get older, we don't tolerate things as well.
Yeah.
And so if you are looking like, why is my blood pressure gone up, or why am I swollen, or why am I, you know, whoever, if you're listening, think about the content, even when you go out to a restaurant. Think about what is in the ingredients.
Ask for the low sodium content. Now, I will say to you that your body needs a certain amount of sodium. There's no question about that. But part of the issue when they decided we shouldn't have fat, then they've increased the sodium in a lot of issues because they don't want you to have the fat. So in order to keep that taste that you get, I'm all for moderation. I'm all for, you know, instead of saying I'm never eating any of this
again. I agree.
Do a little bit in moderation.
I agree.
Okay. We have a caller. We're going to go to Roberta on the phone.
Good morning,
Roberta. Good morning, oh ladies. You're talking my favorite food subjects. You know, for a long time, I've only bought grass-fed butter or butter from Europe or Australia or New Zealand. Mm. Also, my pasta, I always get pasta from Italy.
Yes. Yes.
Because, well, I tell you, I lost a lot of weight a long time ago, and I never gained any back when I went to eating those other foods. So.
Yeah.
And then my other comment, Trish, is I hope to see you Sunday morning. I just love your sausage gravy. You know that.
All right. Thank you so much.
And let's see. I had a third one. I was going to say, what were you talking about? Just a little bit. Oh, tapioca.
Yeah.
I always put tapioca in my fruit pies.
Yeah, there you go, cherry pie for sure.
Somebody has got to turn me on to tapioca. Is it in the spice section?
Yeah, it's along with cornstarch and baking soda and that kind of stuff. It's in a little box.
Okay.
I like a little bit of that to a cherry pie to pick it up.
If there was a takeaway today, it's that.
There you go. That's funny. And you know, another thing that people, now, I'm sure Roberta will know this. My mother used to have this brown stuff that she would add to her gravy.
Oh, my mom has that.
Okay. Well, and she always called it cheater.
Yeah, well, it's called brown something.
Well, it's called, oh gosh, now I just can't remember it again.
Whatever.
So I went to the grocery store when I moved to California.
Right.
And I'm trying to find this stuff that you put in the kitchen bouquet is what it's named. And I'm trying to, but I don't know the name kitchen bouquet. All I know is cheater.
Kitchen, yeah.
And finally, a gal in the grocery store line that was checking out, she said, oh, I know what you're talking about. It's a vegetable, thing we got the phone call. So it's a vegetable, product, and you add it in, and it just gives kind of a rich color, but it also adds a flavor.
Yeah.
That's very, very good.
Yeah.
And I use it with turkey gravy because it gets that nice rich.
Yes. Right.
And you don't always get that nice rich color. But anyway, it's kitchen bouquet.
Kitchen bouquet.
Well, you couldn't get that for a while in any of the stores. I actually have a friend. We were both looking for it. We ran out of it, and I ended up buying two bottles of it from Amazon. I think I paid like $9 a piece for these bottles of kitchen bouquet. Well, they finally got it back in the stores now, and it's like $2.50 or something. But anyway, stories of things we grew up with. And
I know. At least it's not NyQuil chicken.
Well, there you go.
Can you believe that? All right. So you wrote something that I can't quite see the last thing that would have been.
Okay, we had someone call asking what restaurant we were talking about that was the best deal. I was only like half listening, so I'm not sure.
I don't even know we talked about the restaurant.
Or maybe it was a grocery store.
We were talking about the senior. Let's talk about that one more time. That deal, as far as $8 for breakfast in the morning, is this weekend.
It's this weekend at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. It's behind the New Tech High School.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's from 8 to 11, and we're serving there, and you get your choice of all those different foods, and that's what we're talking about. Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Right. Okay, now don't forget the powwow this weekend, Manton Apple Festival, Haven Humane's Bark, Wine, and Brew. Baron Browning is also going to be emceeing that along with us. And there's more candidate forums.
Please reach out and find out where these candidate forums are. Be involved. The election's coming up. Get out. Know who the candidates are. Be sure and vote. Get your neighbors to vote. And be a part of the process because it makes a difference in how this community moves forward.
All right. Thank you so much, Trish. We appreciate you so, so very much. And I was happy to come in today and be at the table on air with you. Really. You always inspire me.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it was fun doing it with you, Linda. And we just, boy, didn't have any trouble.
I know, Gab
to talk about, did we?
And thank you, Liam. Carl will be back tomorrow. There's a lot going on. I know he's going to be doing a live remote today, breaking in from 1 to 4. And there's just so much to talk about. So thanks for being a loyal listener here on KCNR. Michelle, congratulations on the Black Bear Diner Bucks. They're here for you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Make it a great day. And what Carl would say is God bless America.
Hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The Regional Medical Center.